about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. So, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, what do I want for Christmas? What do I want for Christmas?
You know what I want for Christmas?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
What's that song called? About the grandma getting run over by a reindeer?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
No.
Kevin, do you happen to have any Christmas thoughts?
Sure. Christmas is an over-commercialized holiday that stores use to overcharge you for crap you don't need.
Fire beer mug, fire beer mug, fire beer mug this year. Fire beer mug.
Santa doesn't come to little Jewish children's houses.
And now,
this is Jose Feliciano wishing everybody at K-Rock a Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año Nuevo con Felicidad, and also to Ken and Beam.
Our feature presentation.
That's...
I don't remember that.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But that was recorded. That's your boy, Feliz Navidad boy.
No, I know who it is.
Yeah.
I didn't remember having any interaction with him.
Oh, we used to have anybody on in the early days, Kevin. We used to have anybody on. We had on Bobby Boris Pickett to talk about the Monster Mash one time.
Wasn't it the Climate Mash or was it the Monster Mash?
Monster Mash.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the very early days. So, yeah, so Ken and Bean here on the world famous K-Rock Tuesday morning.
Love it.
How's everybody doing?
We're all right. How are you?
I did not fall off of anything yesterday.
Good.
So I feel like that is a step in the right direction to turn my life around.
We can put the calendar up that says one day since.
Exactly. I was thinking about that. We do need a workplace injury calendar here at K-Rock. So anyway, we got a big show for you today, including the most wonderful time of the year when Santa Claus stops by, which we always love when he gets to talk to your little boy or girl. So that's coming up and a lot of other stuff. But before we do that, here's a story about a public relations campaign. And I don't know whether you would say that it has gone well or not. It has been incredibly effective. It has gotten lots of press around the nation and a lot of interaction online with people who live in the great state of South Dakota. And it is a driving PSA that they're doing. Apparently, they decided that there were a lot of people, particularly young men, difficult to reach, young men who overreact when they're driving and the weather is bad and there's snow on the road or it's icy like it do in South Dakota. And they overreact and jerk the steering wheel instead of easing back into the lane if they find themselves going off the road.
Right.
So they started a new campaign, which was called Don't Jerk and Drive.
Is this a setup? Because I feel like this is a setup.
Setup for what?
Or for a joke.
No.
That's real?
No. The campaign in South Dakota was Don't Jerk and Drive. The people who are in charge of motor vehicle safety in South Dakota said, these people are hard to reach. We need to come up with something clever, an ad campaign. They had a meeting. Someone in the conference room said, what about don't jerk and drive? Meaning, jerk the wheel.
Right.
What could go wrong with that?
Yeah.
They understood that there was a double entendre involved in calling it that. And you can't imagine the outrage and the calls. I mean, my people who write strongly worded letters just coming out of the woodwork complaining to the state of South Dakota about how offensive that is.
By the way, that's also good advice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Either way you want to look at it, you probably shouldn't be doing it while you're driving.
Yeah. That's right, as a matter of fact. But I just want to know who could be offended by that.
You're this people.
But I'm not the person who gets offended.
Not this story.
But I'm not the person who gets offended by things.
But you get angry.
You know? It's hilarious to me. I decided to pull the ad, said Trevor Jones, the Secretary of the Department of Public Safety. In a statement, he said, there's an important safety message, and I don't want the innuendo to distract from our goal to save lives. Before the cancellation, State Representative Mike Virchio was planning on calling the department before the Transportation Committee next month to explain why they would do something like that. A Republican from Hill City who chairs the House Transportation Committee said he heard from several citizens who were upset about the ad after reading the newspaper story about it. I think the intent clearly was when you start to go off the road, you should take your foot off the gas and gently go back on. But it wasn't defended very well. When they say, yeah, we understand there's some double meaning there, I think that was a terrible error in judgment.
I love it. I'm glad it happened.
Let's hear a little bit of one of the TV ads that they're running about jerking and driving.
Hello and welcome to Driving Proper. Today's lesson, staying the course. Winter driving can be treacherous. Should your tire leave a snowy or icy road, resist the urge to jerk the steering wheel. Overcorrecting only results in chaos. Besides, nobody likes a jerker. Instead, stay the course. Slowly let off the gas and re-enter only after regaining control. Now that's proper driving. Discover more winter driving tips at don'tjerkanddrive.com.
I like it. I've always found that South Dakota accent to be very sexy, too. So, anyway, that's a campaign that had a very short life in the great state of South Dakota.
That's too bad. I think they should have stuck with it. All right, let's talk about this morning's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make.
Okay, good. Eric Andre will be here.
Can I step out?
Nope.
He's the exact...
He is not on my wavelength, man.
He's the opposite of you.
He is the opposite of me in every way.
Yeah, that's why I love it. Seth Rogen will be on the program today talking about the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Which he's having a good time promoting. Everybody's asking him all these questions about international relations.
Right.
I'm the guy who smokes pot and makes movies, right?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me all these questions?
Santa Carl will be here.
Yeah.
Which Dean just mentioned a few minutes ago, so he could talk to the little boys and little girls. We have a new Christmas song for you by an artist that you might like.
All right. Usually when you say that...
We have the movie beat.
It's a bait switch because it turns out to be the Armenian comedian, but I'm hoping that you're referring to something that we could actually look forward to.
Of course.
Okay, good.
Of course.
I was afraid.
And top ten moments with.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So that's coming up. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back with the showbiz beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Abicho at 5:51.
Why are you not hitting the song?
Because we only had 5 seconds. I didn't know we were going to... He said we only had 5 seconds.
We're playing...
I know.
Hit the thing. Well, it's Christmas, man.
Okay.
Fruitcake time.
The way a professional.
Set it up or something.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candied cherries, red dye number 2. Green cherries, green ones too. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake. Pecans or walnuts. Citrus peel. Lots of stuff. Add what you feel. Sticks of butter. Cinnamon. Mo' molasses. Lots of dark rum. Artificial color. Artificial flavor. If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake. What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candied cherries, red dye number 2. Green cherries? Green ones too. It's fruitcake. Baking up fruitcake. A little bit of mace.
The stuff they spray in your face?
Oh no, you sillies. It's a spice for taste. Put the oven on low. 3 hours or more. Wrap it in rum. Yum, yum, yum. Fruitcake. Do the
is the fruitcake.
Hey, fruitcake!
I feel like they ran out of energy at the end with maybe the lyrics department.
I feel like after about 18 seconds in, it's all just repetitive.
Fred Schneider and the Superians, fruitcake here on the world famous K-Rock. That's how you know it's truly the holiday season on this show.
This is Kevin and Bean show, no goodness in the morning. This is the morning, it's good. What? Play song now? What?
At a granola bar.
He's supposed to just walk up and hit the button and say, hey, it's K-Rock. That's all he had to do.
12-second intro. Why'd you stop the
show? I must not have been listening
when
Bean
said really?
That. It's possible. It's possible.
You think maybe?
It's possible.
And by the way, Ralph, you so often make fun of Kevin with, oh, I was having granola. He really was having granola.
I was in a granola bar. As a matter of fact, I did have a granola bar.
5:55.
Hall of Fame!
Time for our first look at the showbiz beat.
Do they even know who you are
they
at
don't.
The Hall of Fame? Have they ever
don't.
Heard 1 minute of your show?
Clearly no.
I don't think so. The Hall of Fame is meaningless now, I'll tell you that. If we're in it.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about show business news. I do want to remind people, Friday again at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I return with Hollywood Babylon at 10 p.m. We'd love to have you come out and join us. You go to improv.com to get all your info and tickets. And also, if you are down in the Orange County area, we're going to be in Brea for New Year's Eve. Two shows at 8 and 10. We do it every year there at the Brea Improv. Love to have you come out if you want to spend New Year's Eve with me and Kevin Smith. Once again, improv.com. Click on Brea.
Dude.
For that.
Nah.
Come on. Randy?
Seemed like he at least thought about it.
Bill Cosby?
Guilty.
Well, I would think so. His wife, Camille, came out over the weekend issuing a statement.
She's not making it better.
What'd she say?
She said, he is a kind man, a generous man, a funny man, and a wonderful husband, father, and friend. He is the man you thought you knew, she said about her husband. She claims that the media has been portraying her husband as a different man, a portrait of a man I do not know. There appears to be no vetting of my husband's accusers before stories are published or aired. An accusation is published and immediately goes viral, she said. So, we're wrong. All these women are wrong, and she's right.
Shut up.
Meanwhile, another victim has come out and said that Bill Cosby assaulted her as well. Chloe Goines is her name. She claims when she was 18 years old, she met Cosby at the Playboy Mansion in the summer of 2008. He got drinks for her and her friend. That's when she began to feel foggy not long after. Hugh Hefner apparently noticed that she looked ill and offered a bedroom for her to lie down in. When she came to, she says, she found Bill Cosby licking her feet.
Really?
I remember waking up feeling moist all over. Like he had been licking all over me.
Thank you for adding the word moist to the story because it wasn't already gross enough, Ralph.
He wasn't on my breasts when I woke, but I could feel, you know, the saliva on them that he had been licking on me there.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm with that guy. Come on.
With that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's your broken ass, by the way? You feeling any better?
It's not feeling any better.
No?
But thank you.
Is Miley Cyrus pregnant?
I hope not.
Why do people say that?
I hope not, too. Well, because that's the rumor.
She was at Acoustic Christmas over the weekend. I didn't see her, but a lot of people did.
Life and Style magazine reports that she is carrying Patrick Schwarzenegger's baby. You know, those Schwarzeneggers like to plant their seed, don't
they? Yes, they do.
She has given up drinking and smoking pot and may need to stay sober for 9 long months, of course, with the baby. That's the rumor. I guess we'll have to wait and see whether she really is with child or not.
That's pretty cool.
It's not pretty cool at all.
I think she'd be a great mom.
Oh, yes. She's got all the tools. She's got the twerking and the tongue. Everything.
And, you know, she could serenade her child. Magic for the little one growing up with that.
Yeah, it would be nice. And was Iggy Azalea born a man?
Really?
Are we playing Mad Libs or what's happening?
That's apparently the urban legend that's going on.
Really?
So much so that Iggy had to finally address the rumors. She did so on Twitter, saying that the stories about her real name being Cody and her being a boy are not in fact true.
What a weird thing that anybody ever has to address.
Yeah, you don't
that.
Look at her and go, there's someone who's had sexual reassignment or
not
something.
At all. If that's a dude, give me one.
Here's
know what I'm saying?
Here's her statement on MTV Australia.
Oh,
if
great.
You
good.
Want to deport in the middle of the door bowl? Get that bitch to get the ball you go.
That wasn't the cause.
I don't know.
Today's celebrity birthday is actor Benjamin Bratt. He is 51 years old today. He's dreamy.
He's from, what was that show? He's just on. Just on. His most recent series that he was just,
remember him from Law and Order.
What's happening right now?
I'm just, freaking out. Trying to I was thinking of the 24, the last 24. He was one of the stars of that. He was excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actor J.B. Smoove is 50.
Anything there?
I love J.B. Smoove.
You got anything for that?
Yeah, he's in top five, currently in theaters.
There we go. DJ Paul Van Dyke is 43 years old, and actress Kristen Ritter celebrates her 33rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman, and walk the show is beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 626.
Bean's going into labor.
I try not to make too much noise, but it does hurt.
Wouldn't
hey, listen,
that be awesome?
We announced yesterday that System of a Down is coming to the Forum on April the 6th. You should go to KROQ.com and get all the details about that because we're giving away some cool stuff, including you on stage with the band. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10. Again, KROQ.com for the details. It's a Tuesday morning. We don't usually talk movies, Ralph,
but we're not going to be here.
We're not going to be here, and it's holiday season, and tons of good stuff comes out. So hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Dean's right, a ton of good movies are coming out for the holidays. Annie's also coming out. So there's that. Annie. Oh, what? You know what? Here's the thing. I saw the trailer for this months ago, and I said, wow, that looks awful. And now it's out, and people are saying, wow, that is awful.
My theory, Ralph, there may be nothing to this, is the only reason that movie exists is because of how popular that Jay-Z Hard Knock Life song is. And that made people think, oh, Annie, that's a good thing.
Let's black up Annie.
Right.
Let's make Tanny.
Exactly.
And people will love it. Well, it turns out it's not good. And Cameron Diaz, by all counts, is embarrassing. Jamie Foxx seems to be the only one who comes away unscathed, and relatively unscathed. You know the story of Annie. She's a foster kid who lives with a mean orphanage lady, and then she meets Daddy Warbucks, or in this case, in the rebooted Annie, Will Stacks, because he's got stacks of cash. Why don't they call him Benjamins? Benjamin Stacks. That's Jamie Foxx, and then he's got a hard heart, but the little orphan makes him see the world in a new way, and they all learn a lot about life and love.
But we don't
nobody
have
needs
to
this.
See that, right?
Nobody needs this. Here's a little scene where Annie's talking to Will Stacks, and she's afraid that after she's found this lush life she's living in now that she's not in the orphanage anymore, that he's going to kick her out.
It's okay. I'm good at this part. I've had a lot of practice getting kicked out of places.
Put your bag down. You're not going anywhere.
Sandy's got to go.
Stop it. You and Sandy are staying here, and I don't care what happened last night.
No, I mean Sandy's got to go.
No, I mean, Sandy's got to go. Okay, well, is it champagne or gelato?
What?
Is it Mountain Dew or is it just plain old Dew?
Do not laugh at
is
that.
Is it lemonade or chicken nuggets? I should go. Now I want to go because my bladder's full. Come on, let's go.
Do not laugh at that.
The hell
Kevin.
Is wrong
Do not
with
encourage
you?
That.
You can't tell me not to laugh.
Do not laugh at that.
I can laugh. I want to laugh.
You did not hear it?
Yeah,
did you not hear what they were saying? What's in your headphones? We were listening to a clip from Annie.
As was I. Is there no oxygen that gets to your brain? Is that the problem?
It might be part of the problem. I don't know.
Are you? Is it autoerotic asphyxiation?
I can laugh if I want.
What's wrong with you?
You guys can't make me not laugh.
Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb, the third in the Night at the Museum trilogy. Who knew? Who knew there would be a trilogy of these movies? Here's the premise. Ben Stiller works at a museum, and then at night, everything comes to life in the museum. What? That's crazy.
I can't believe that happened again.
It's the third time it's happening. This is the usual suspects. Owen Wilson returns. Robin Williams, one of his last performances, returns as Teddy Roosevelt. And there's a new character as well. Sir Lancelot comes to life at the Knight Museum. I think it's hilarious that now fictional characters are coming to life as well at the museum. Here's Ben Stiller meeting Sir Lancelot.
I'm Larry, and this is my son Nick.
Now you remind me of a man I once knew at Camelot.
Really? One of the Knights of the Round Table?
No, Eric.
Eric.
Our fool.
He was the funniest fool I ever met.
He was so good. You have what he had, the gift.
That's weird.
You could be a fool.
Well, no. I don't know about that.
Oh, come on, of course you could. We get you one of those hats with the, you know, the funny little dangly bells on.
Dangly bells?
Maybe if Sir Lancelot called poop gelato, Kevin would laugh at it.
You know, I haven't seen any of these museum movies. I know they're very popular. But,
I enjoyed the first one.
But I love Thomas Lennon so much, who created, you know, the story and writes some stuff. And he's very bright and very smart. I'm sure there's some good moments in it.
Well, then why don't you go see them and you'll enjoy those films.
I guess for the commentary guy who hasn't seen any of them.
I guess you really don't love Thomas Lennon or his work because you haven't seen any of these three films that he's made.
I support what he's doing, though.
No, you don't.
Nope.
By very nature that you did not pay any money to go see these films, you're not supporting what he's doing.
I can't argue with that.
All right. And lastly, The Hobbit. The Battle of the Five Armies. Yes, it is the 57th film for Peter Jackson in the middle. Doesn't it seem like this series has just been going on forever?
Yeah, I was a little kid when that first Lord of the Rings movie came out.
Yeah, we all were.
It does, but I love them all. Do you guys like them?
I saw
the first one.
I haven't seen any of The Hobbits, but I thought all three Lord of the Rings movies were great.
Yeah.
Well, you got a Hobbit now. The Battle of the Five Armies. Ian McKellen, Martin Freeman returns as Bilbo Baggins, Richard Armitage, Kate Blanchett. It is the Bilbo and company battling Smaug and guys with swords and things. There's big ogres. I don't know anything about this. But here are some clips from the trailer of The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies.
Leave Sauron to me.
Bilbo is ready. You cannot see what you have become.
Everything I did for them.
You started this. You will forgive me if I finish it.
I will not hide. When others fight our battles for us!
You have but one question to answer.
How shall this day end?
So, there you go.
I give that two louds.
Two louds?
Yeah.
Two louds up?
Uh-huh.
There you go. That's what's coming out this weekend. So, you can do what you want. Do what you want, I guess.
Kevin, have fun at Annie.
The sun will come out for Kevin.
I'm not going to see that. I'll see The Hobbit.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Star of the Eric Andre Show. His name's Eric Andre,
by the way,
from Adult Swim, is going to be joining us later on. Santa Carl next hour, and a visit from our old friend Jimmy Kimmel. Late Night TV's Jimmy Kimmel will be here as well. Hey, this is the time of a year where we like to look back on the year that was, and this is one of my favorite features that we do all year because we play a lot of audio on the show, sound bites, little drops of people talking and saying things and funny things that we play that we enjoy so much on the program. And once a year, it's nice to go back and see what were our favorites for the calendar year. So we present for you right now on our latest top 10 list, the top 10 sound bites of 2014.
Not quite right.
We're not.
I feel like that's not quite right.
All right. At number 10, this is has never been more appropriate than playing it this week. When we came back from last year's Christmas vacation, our first day back in 2014, I was on the air to tell you the story about how I fainted and broke three ribs.
That's right.
Falling into a radiator over Christmas vacation.
But you're not accident prone.
I am absolutely not accident prone, and I'm the healthiest guy you know. Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, you were pleased at that time back last January to debut this soundbite that we've been getting a lot of use out of this week after what happened at Acoustic Christmas. Number 10. It's our number 10 soundbite. And that's in case you're wondering what it's like at my house every day. That's the sound that you hear at my house. Number 9 on the list. How do you choose from all of the great soundbites of Rodney Bingenheimer over the year?
Oh, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
He's been on the show as much as I have this year.
He should have just his own category.
I agree. We should do the top Ted Rodney maps. I agree. But unfortunately, we only had room for one. And here is what the selection of for number 9 in the top 10 sound bites of 2014.
I love that one. Because I'm not even sure what he means by that.
I'm afraid what's going on when I hear that clip. Number 8 on the list, and I want to thank the Kevin to Me listener who was kind enough to call the Afro line. I don't remember now what he was complaining about he had heard on the show, but he left us this gem that we have been able to use quite a bit.
That's great goddamn radio.
It's about right.
It could have been about 100,000 things this year.
Later on this morning, we'll be counting down the top 10 moments with of the year.
Can't wait.
And there's a lot of our man Kevin in
there. Are we spreading it around a little, or is that focused on mainly one person?
Well, everybody's eligible to be.
Yeah,
there, there might not be that much of you this year.
Yeah.
You don't know. But every once in a while, something that Kevin says is so useful that it goes beyond the moment with category and gets into sound bites. And how many times have we played and enjoyed Kevin bringing up this salient point that has nothing to do with whatever we were talking about at the time?
And the terrorist, you know, situation.
That is number 7. And if you'll recall, Kevin, you said that when we were having a conversation about something that had nothing to do with the terrorist situation.
Yeah, I don't... I can't help with that. I don't know what happens.
If you're just joining us, we're counting down the top 10 sound bites of 2014. All right. Now, number 6 is a little unusual because I couldn't decide between 3 very similar sound bites. Because this is the year of the hang up on the Kevin and Bean. You're about to hear a moment from hanging up on Bono, hanging up on actress Brooke Shields, and hanging up on Paul Mother Effing McCartney. And it sounded something like this.
Thanks, dude. Okay. Bye-bye.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I listen when I'm in L.A. I listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Paul McCartney. Well, he was saying goodbye.
You're the hang up.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about that for 2015? Just keep doing what we're doing?
Yep.
Number 5 on the list. Also, listeners submitted, and thank you so much for this. This year, once again, we said, hey, how about some new Halloween music? Maybe it's time to retire some of the classics, and what do you got for us out there? And we had a listener who sent us in a tape of a Halloween song that he had recorded in his attic, if I recall, at around, what, age 9 or 10?
When he was 10, yeah.
And we fell so deeply in love with it that we got a lot of use out of this.
We asked for that for Halloween, and then on Halloween, we forgot to play it.
That's right.
That's how we roll.
Number 4 in the top 10 sound bites of 2014, another one that we had a lot of fun. No, not now.
I don't know.
Not now. Another one that we had a lot of fun with, and we particularly like it when Ralph is trying to do the showbiz beat and actually impart information to you people, and he asks us for a clip of something.
Yeah.
And my favorite of all the ones that we played instead of what he was asking for was this one.
It's pretty strong.
Number 3 is a woman that we fell very deeply in love with in 2014. Her daughter is Kat Corbett, who works here on K-Rock and does the show After Hours.
This is painful.
She did a series of commercials with Kat selling Mercedes. And when you hear her voice, it just makes you just want to spend all the time in the world with her because she's delightful. And here's our number 3.
Sounds great.
Man.
Number 2, when you look back on the news that was big in 2014, you only have to look at Time Magazine. Their person of the year was Ebola fighters. Ebola was one of the biggest stories around the world. We escaped. Not too many deaths here in the United States, but a lot of places had it real bad. But at least a great, great song came out of it. And this is our number 2 soundbite of 2014.
Ebola. Ebola. Don't touch your friend. Don't touch it. No, it is something dangerous. Ebola.
That's a catchy song right there,
sure
isn't
is.
It? All right, so those are the top 9. Anyone have any thoughts, any guesses, anything you've been kind of waiting for? Hey, it's got to be on there. Why haven't I heard it yet?
Man, yeah. No. I don't have a guess.
Give me some echo here. Number 1 on the top 10 sound bites of 2014.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
Yeah!
As Kevin explained to us, Billy D. Williams apparently has a wooden hand and not instead Carl Weathers from the Adam Sandler movie. So there you go. There's your top 10. Thanks for listening.
How dare you.
Don't waste another minute wasting water. Be more aware for more water-saving tips. Visit BeWaterWise.com. I'm Nick Pagliocchini, K-Rock Traffic.
Well done.
Nick Pagliocchini!
Trevor.
Ralph is here. Time for our next look at the showbiz being here on a Tuesday morning.
You're right. Okay. Being stroking out.
He really is. I'm sorry, guys. Do the best I can.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has officially announced their inductees for next year.
The Lou? Two eyeballs guy?
Two eyeballs did not make it this year. I don't think he's eligible. I don't think it's been 25 years yet. Lou Reed? Lou Reed. Lou mother effing Reed.
Now, if I recall, Kevin, girl. Lou Reed is not your jam.
Nah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not my thing.
Velvet Underground?
Yeah. Not my thing.
Walk on the Wild Side? Not my thing. Ugh. You're horrible. Green Day? Green Day.
Nice.
How can Green Day be eligible? Has it been that long?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. That is 25 years.
Yep.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble.
Happy about that.
Me too. Great band. Great talent. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Finally.
Finally indeed. Bill Withers.
Love him.
Stand with the Withers. Of course, Reverend Jesse Jackson's a big fan of his.
For folks who don't recognize that name, you know his songs, Lean on Me. Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
Big Lovely Day. Lovely Day. Lovely Day.
Nope. Lost us at that one.
Big 70s and 80s pop and R&B.
Lovely Day.
You'd recognize it if you I don't do a good version of Bill Withers.
Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. You don't like him?
Ugh.
The White Chicago Blues Man? Great harmonica player? Singer?
And Ringo Starr will be given the award for musical excellence.
What?
He did know the guys in the Beatles.
He's given the award for musical excellence.
That's weird.
He was a pretty good drummer.
Yeah.
Odd. I mean, he's in the hall as a Beatle.
Right.
But they're not honoring his solo work as much as they're saying, we know that you're still alive, Ringo.
This isn't an induction in the Hall of Fame. It's a separate award for musical excellence.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
He gets a participation award.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Thanks for still being alive, Ringo. That's what this word is basically saying.
It's a good question, though, Rodney.
And the 1950s R&B group The Five Royals will receive the Early Influence Award. That's another word for you're not going to be in here, but nice try.
They were influential. A lot of people, you know, they did the original Dedicated to the One I Love. And
they were influential.
Right.
So the Early Influence Award, you're telling us, is for people who are influential?
Bingo. Thanks. And they were early in the rock and roll era.
You really have your finger on the pulse. Hey, the People Magazine Awards are coming up.
Oh, that's a big one.
Finally. I wait all year for the People Magazine Awards.
We have too many award shows.
No S.
We really do.
This is a brand new award show that is meaningless. Nick Cannon is your host.
That's all you need to know.
All you need to know. NBC will be airing the People Magazine Awards. And coincidentally, Maroon 5 will be performing. Adam Levine, of course, one of the judges over there on The Voice.
Right.
Gwen Stefani and Pharrell Williams will be performing Gwen's new single, Spark the Fire, on the People Magazine Awards.
What does NBC have to gain from that, though?
NBC, I don't understand. There's no connection. Can Carson Daly come out and just fart a tune? Can he do the Star Wars theme out of his beehole? Why just call this The Voice? Just call it The Voice 2, NBC. Stop jerking us around with the People Magazine Awards. And 5 Seconds of Summer will also be performing. However, Moment of Party will not be performing. Aww. They canceled at the last minute. Their lead singer fell off a bike.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Good question. What did? No doubt.
Did you guys see the look at
Jed?
Did you see the look at Rodney's eyes?
Rodney.
And that whole disaster went down before No Doubt.
Producing No Doubt was the best thing ever.
Wow.
This is where it's all happening right here in the forum. Catherine Hepburn. And then Rodney.
Jed may be unwell, by the way. You might dial that back a little bit.
You know what? Who was laughing harder? The guy who took the header off the stage.
No, Jed found it very funny that I almost
died. Well, you know what? Then you give what you get.
I don't think he knew how serious it was.
Hey, the guy fell 6 feet off a stage onto a concrete floor. But how not serious could it have been?
I'm saying, like, he was 30 feet away, probably saw it out of his
periphery or whatever.
He saw a man tumble off the stage and plummet to a concrete floor.
I'm just saying maybe he didn't know that it was that bad.
How could it not be bad? Tell me how it could be good.
He was the only one laughing. Everyone else was like running
Everyone
over
was
to the
in
hole.
Shock because it was a shocking sight.
We should play that.
Rodney, what's next, my friend?
Like All there's right, a shortage here we go. Of what a place here. Who fell off the stage?
Anyway,
you know, we have important rock and roll to conduct tonight.
This is where it all happens.
Well, please, will you welcome No Doubt?
Will you welcome No Doubt, you old poop?
It took me about 5 minutes to describe to my wife everything that went wrong with that moment. It was unbelievable. All of the nonsense and the confusion.
Hall of Fame!
Yeah, they're really good. Apparently, they sound like the Yardbirds.
Okay.
Hey, look who's here!
Oh, Jimmy!
James Kimmel! Jimmy had the appropriate reaction, which was shock and fear for his friend's life. Jimmy, who thinks everything is funny, was not laughing at Bean taking a header off the stage.
Yeah.
Jed sure thought it was amusing.
Jed did think it was amusing. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, Jed said.
That was a terrible night. Oh, am I not on?
Can we put Jimmy's mic on?
Yeah, there we go.
Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt.
Please.
James. I did bring a little surprise for you guys.
Oh, really?
It's not in person, and the listeners will have no interest in it. But I brought, you remember in the old days, every once in a while when I felt everybody had been given 110p, which is short for percent,
right?
I'd bring in root beer floats.
Yeah?
Well, guess what? I brought in root beer floats.
Yeah!
I'll go get them. You guys continue. I'll be back.
Should we do the show? Okay.
The Runaways.
Stop it.
Root beer floats. Best day ever.
He just fell off the stage. Reminder, Friday night at 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are doing our hilarious comedy with Hollywood Babble on at the Improv on Melrose, our home. And we'd love to have you come out and join us Friday at 10 p.m. Also, on New Year's Eve down in Brea, if you're in Orange County. Brea, we have an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show at New Year's Eve at the Brea Improv. Go to improv.com for all the details.
Ew,
and all the tickets.
No!
Today's celebrity birthdays, Benjamin Bratt, he's dreamy. He's 51 years old today. Actor J.B. Smoove, he's a funny 50. Paul Van Dyke, the DJ, is 43 years old today. And actress Kristen Ritter, she was the bitch in Apartment 23K.
She sure was. Never saw that show.
Oh. No. She's 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I got to say, having an Emmy winner make you root beer floats in the morning is a pretty good way to start the day.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Jimmy Kimmel, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and I have to say, coming into the station and seeing the words urgent, Sam the Armenian comedian on the red line.
It's a dream come true.
Makes my day.
Now, before we talk to Sam here, Jimmy, a lot of folks may not even realize, because they only know Jimmy as a big-time TV star, is that he started out in radio, was in radio for a long time, including on this show for a number of years. What are your memories of working with Sam back on your days on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Well, I remember coming to the show, and I'd edit best of tapes, and Sam apparently hadn't been on the show for a couple of years at that time, or at least a year and a half. And I happened upon his tape. Lightning, I think, gave it to me. And he said, listen to this. And I came to you and I said, this guy is unbelievable. What happened to him? And you both said, no, no, no. And
like we were done with him at that time?
Of course, yeah. Well, all I could think of was yes, yes, yes. I think this is probably 1995. And
wow.
Here we are now, 20 years
He's
later.
He's just gotten better.
It took me about 6 or 7 years to realize that he was high all the time.
Right.
I don't think we were aware of that.
Yeah, you're right.
It was a real revelation when it happened.
How long has it been since you talked to Sam?
I haven't talked to him in quite a while. I was talking to Omar at the Acoustic Christmas show, and first of all, thank you, Omar, for keeping Sam's torch alive.
No, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
It sure does.
Absolutely. Kevin and Bean, by the way, have nothing to do with Sam at all. They wouldn't have him on. There was a period where I wasn't doing anything, you know, so I was like, you know, trying to do something, and I found Sam, and I started finding him super funny, and that's why he started reappearing on the show.
It's like finding heroin, and everybody else becomes concerned
absolutely,
about it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you even had – well, let's bring Sam into the conversation because we do have the Armenian comedian on the phone. Hi, Sam. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. What's up?
Did you hear that the great Jimmy Kimmel is sitting in with us right now?
Oh, Jimmy, what's up? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Armenian. How are you?
Hey, I appreciate it that day you came to our parking lot and gave a hug and kiss to my wife and then have a picture. That's a great appreciation.
Sam's wife is much, much nicer than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. And the most patient woman in the world. She's a saint. Hey, Sam, what do you remember about the time you were on Jimmy Kimmel's late night TV show?
I remember very well, but the only thing that he didn't keep me on for his show.
Yeah, because he's a son of a bitch.
Disappointed. I'm very disappointed about that.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
everyone is. Your memory of being on a nationally televised late night show on a network is that you're disappointed?
He's disappointed that he's not still on.
Yeah, you can't really win. If you think about it, Armenian, do you remember when Adam Carolla grabbed your ventriloquist doll, Nick, and threw it in a deep fryer? Threw it in a hot vat of oil.
Yes. I was going to grab him and kick his ass, but I said, huh, I better not.
Yeah. I think that was a wise choice.
I wish you would have.
Hey, Sam, we saw you recently at the Miss Double December pageant down in Fullerton. You came out and you performed a song and you told some jokes. And I wanted to ask you, if this isn't too personal, what's happening to all your teeth? Where are they going?
Same place his hair went.
He's losing about two teeth a month.
Yeah, what's happening, Sam?
Yeah, you know, when I smoke a joint, it goes the fire right on my teeth. That's
wait a minute. Hold on.
That's
a second.
What's happening. That's called fire teeth. That's very dangerous.
Always have fire teeth. I wasn't aware he had fire teeth. Okay.
There are a lot of people who smoke a lot of weed and they're not losing teeth. That's not a thing.
Listen, long time ago, I used to smoke a pipe and I used to reload and refire. And I used to have the right on my tongue. And one morning I woke up, my tongue was hamburgered.
You know,
so I quit.
I think we were all disappointed when the Armenian comedian ditched his toupee, which was the most spectacular toupee in the history of toupees. But now this new losing a lot of teeth thing, I think, could open up a new world for him.
It's all good.
All right, listen, Sam, Jimmy's here, but your friend Omar is here as well. And he tells me you two have been back in the studio recently. Can you tell us about that?
I was in the back studio recording some, Christmas song, Rudolph Reindeer.
Yeah, we should ask Dave in the next room if the videos are up, because these songs have videos to go along with.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So we recorded two different ones. One was a Rudolph song, Sam Original.
Fantastic. Sam Original.
Yeah, and when
he wrote that song?
Yeah. Well, no, this is a different version.
Oh, is this Rudolph the No-Teeth Reindeer?
Something like that. And, so the video is pretty great.
Hey,
because
King of Mexico, are the videos up?
Of course not.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Because I make him do them topless. So during the entire video, he's topless.
Okay.
And this is what he does here.
How come Rudolph Reindeer has red nose? Whenever he sees Mr. Santa Claus, he becomes afraid and shy. That's why he has the red nose.
All right, Sam, let me ask you a question, a serious question. When you hear that, do you think nailed it?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yes, of course.
All right, now, and he does, by the way.
Let me ask you a question. Do you make up those words as you're singing it, or is that something you prepared ahead of time?
Oh, man, I had this song in back of my head for many, many years.
Sure. Wow, well, I'm so glad we were finally able to get it out of you.
Yes.
Now it's in the front of your head, huh?
All right. So that's
it's catchy, though.
No, it is.
It's got a great message, and it's really catchy.
And
it really
goes on for about another minute, so that was just a little taste of it. At the end of this video, when we do post it up, Sam has a special Christmas message, and he does a special Christmas trick for the boys and girls.
A trick?
Yeah. You have to see the video. All right. Okay, I'm not going to ruin it. For you guys. So then we come in. So then we shoot some of Sam dancing.
You should just shot Sam.
So yeah. And I wanted him to come into Studio Q and record a hip hop Christmas song.
Okay,
and,
good. Because when you think hip hop, you think Sam.
Absolutely, he's not good at rapping. So this is the only reason this song actually worked is because I spent hours editing it.
Okay.
To be on beat. It was crazy how
so
bad
he was. Way, way, way off.
Way
beat,
off.
And you corrected
and,
it.
Yeah, and I chopped it way down. And the video is going to be funny because I have Sam topless, and he's, like, squeezing his boobs, flipping his nipples together. It's pretty it's pretty awesome.
Sounds sexy.
And he's breakdancing.
He's breakdancing.
It's awesome. Right, let's hear a little
awesome. Here's some of this rap song.
Yeah.
I Santa Claus, drink my eggnog. Uh-huh. Who wants this? It's my Yule log. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Uh-huh. It's Christmas time and I need some tea. Cause my breath smells like a rotten beef. Ho, ho, ho! It's Santa Claus. Kiss me under my mistletoe. Cause I'm Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho! My teeth are all danky. I need my new teeth. Ho, ho, ho! Motherfucker! Uh-huh. This is Santa Claus!
Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Oh. Hey, hey, hey! Ho, ho, ho! Hey, hey, hey! Ho, ho, ho!
I could have done without that one. But listen, how about a joke before we go, Sam, because we're almost out of time.
He is. You know, I think you do sometimes get away from the fact that he is a comedian. He's
right.
An Armenian comedian.
Absolutely.
With all this singing and nipple squeezing.
Every time I hang up on him, if we don't ask him for a joke, Omar threatens to beat me up.
Right.
Okay. How can you forget that?
You have something appropriate for the holidays, Sam, before we say goodbye for 2014?
Before I tell a joke, Jimmy, can I come with my band live in your show?
Yes.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, the MIDI is getting funnier.
Hey, this is a joke.
Okay.
How come Santa Claus is so fat?
Why is Santa Claus so fat?
Because he comes once a year.
USA! USA! USA!
All right, Sam. We'll see you soon, dude.
Okay.
All right. Our old friend Jimmy Kimmel in studio with us. He is the host of Jimmy Kimmel Live, late night, 11:35 on ABC, with some great guests this week, including Michael Keaton, also Garth Brooks on the show, and a young disc jockey named Ryan Seacrest joining you Friday. Jim, that should be fun.
Actually, that's a rerun. He was on the show last week, but it was fun.
Was he enormously entertaining like Ryan Seacrest always is? Gosh, that guy's funny. You can't see Ryan Seacrest on TV without just laughing. So talented. How are you, Jims?
I'm doing well. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. I have to say I was very concerned about you. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen. And it is not like me to not laugh hysterically when someone falls off a stage.
We talked about it some yesterday and kind of gave our various perspectives from up on the stage. But I'd love to know what it was like for you. Like, what did you see and know?
Well, it happened so quickly, but there was a moment. I remember thinking maybe a half second before you fell, this is dangerous, this setup here, because the way the stage is angled, you really did not know you're out on a catwalk, and you felt like you're on solid ground. And it was dark, too, down by where everyone was standing.
I never even looked down. I had no knowledge whatsoever that I was anywhere near the edge of the stage.
It started off,
wow,
as most things around here do, in very confusing fashion. We're all backstage right before it's time to go on. I didn't know that we were going to do this. Kevin Weatherly said, hey, will you do this when I arrived? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And so then a lot of people who worked at the station gathered together. And I have to say it was very festive. Everybody seemed very happy. It was exciting. And then I was supposed to introduce you guys. Again, there was some confusion as to what happened.
A lot.
So I go out there thinking I'm going to say a couple of words about you guys, and then you guys would come out. And I walk out on stage, and I look behind me, and you guys are already there. So I said, all right, well, so much for the showbiz part of this. And then I think I cursed at you. And
I think we have the tape of Jimmy on stage, right?
Well, hello, everybody. I was going to introduce you guys, you assholes. 25 years and you haven't figured this out yet?
Just say something.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to my friends Kevin and Bean.
See, what typically happens, at least on my show, is the guest waits until I introduce them before they come out. They don't come out and then they're introduced.
Do you remember the, I don't know, 10 minutes before we came out, everybody was like, what are we doing?
I finally just said, listen, here's what's going to happen.
Yes. It was your idea to introduce us, and then we introduce everybody else.
Exactly.
All right. So
again, forgive us if you heard us talk about this yesterday. So Kevin and I are introducing all of the K-Rock DJs that are up on the stage. And then we get to a point where the last DJ has to be introduced, but Kevin doesn't know who he is.
Kevin really got off the hook on this one, I think. You know, you really saved him by falling off the stage because that became the headline. But there was a certain beauty in that moment when Kevin realized he did not know the a person to whom, with whom he's worked for 10 years, right?
Yeah, he's been here 10 years.
He did not know that person's name.
I don't know that I've ever met him. I've seen him around.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't know. It's not like I forgot his
now,
name.
Now, this is the part where he calls in and says, you've been to my house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
It's not like I forgot his name. Like, I never knew it. And when Bean said we're going to go every other one, I knew the guy in the end. Like, I didn't know that guy.
Yeah.
So I started counting. 1, 3, 5. I don't get him. Oh no, I get him. No, not
so I turn around and I, because I'm trying to figure out, why is Kevin not talking? So I turn around and I see, oh, it's because it's Ruben. Right, so then I say, oh, Kevin, that's Ruben. We work with him for 10 years. And then the end of the thing is supposed to be Rodney brings on No Doubt. Well, nobody's talking, yet I'm now facing the lineup of DJs, and Dr. Drew says to me, and basically this is all Drew's fault, he says to me, hey, the audience is out there.
Yeah, your back was to
my
the audience.
My back was to the audience, right.
And you said, oh yeah, you're right, I need to turn around.
So I swing around, and then I gone.
Yeah. Dr. Drew's wife happened to be videotaping that, and she sent, I sent that,
yeah,
to you. You can really see it all play out there, and so you fell off the stage, and you and I don't know if you remember this at all, locked eyes immediately, and I was going to jump down, but I realized if I jump down, I'm going to jump right on top of you, which I felt would be unappreciated.
Let me just butt in. When you watch it in slow motion, you actually sort of try to, like, almost reach out and grab him, and you were right on the edge yourself. You were a half a beat from landing right on top of him.
I realized there was too great a gulf for me to actually stop you, but... So when you landed, you looked up at me and you said, you mouthed, I'm okay. And I just thought, no, you are not okay.
Wow, I don't even remember that, Jim.
I didn't see that. I didn't see him move his mouth or anything. So I was scared out of my mind. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And then we saw Dr. Drew and thought, okay, Dr. Drew's going to be the guy that will help us.
And he did jump in.
Yeah.
He did jump in. And I think he was part of – it was really fuzzy down there. And there were a bunch of people and a lot of voices. But I think he was part of the checking the vitals and asking what's the date and where are you and all that kind of stuff to look for concussion.
Yeah. A lot of people were gathered around and were like, hey, maybe the doctor should be the one that
And then I remember I'm laying down there and I'm thinking, the band still isn't on. Are we still waiting for Rodney to talk? But I guess they were backstage. And the person who was supposed to signal them to come out on the stage was down in the hole with me, so nobody was telling No Doubt to go on, right?
Right. So after all of the announcements where Rodney and Jed were talking at the same time for, I don't know, 30 seconds, we walked off backstage, and I'm still in a complete fog, and poor Gwen goes, what are we supposed to do?
There was some doubt, it turned out. For once.
So thank God they finally came out and started playing and the show must go on. But wow, that was a weird couple of minutes there. And Jimmy, by the way, let me just say this. The nicest guy in the world, best friend in the world. He's back there. He's the first face I see when I come out of that ambulance. You know, he's back there waiting.
That was very scary. Very, very scary, yeah. And your friend Kevin was very,
yes,
I know he doesn't like to show any emotion, but
I appreciated
we were
both
all
of you guys
very,
being
very
back
nervous
there.
About the really whole thing.
And then before we close, and because I know you have a very special guest you want to bring in here in a minute, then Kevin, you pick it up from there because this is how helpful Jimmy was that night to me.
Jimmy was overwhelmingly
overwhelmed
and overwhelmed, yes.
And I was a little panicked,
so
I'll
Jimmy
be honest.
Said who, you know, who's with him,
where's he going now, where does he
is
need
he going to
go
to the hospital, we should go to the hospital if he's going there. And then Bean refused to go to the hospital, so then Jimmy said, I'm gonna go get my car and I will drive him to the hotel. Cut to 10 minutes later.
Truth of the matter is, I was going to do a personal assessment and decide whether I needed to force you to come to my house or not. So I didn't.
Now,
I wasn't completely convinced that you were all right.
All right, now, Jimmy,
yeah.
You pick up the story with what
okay.
happened when you left.
We just thought you left.
We're in the loading area, and I know myself, and I know that I have a very bad sense of direction, and I have a very bad memory
always
for
have.
Any of this kind of stuff. I mean, I've spent hours in parking lots just looking for my car. Now I usually take a picture of my car before I go anywhere. I take a picture so I can see what spot I was in.
All right.
So I can then find my car when I get out. So I get out and I talk to every security guard along the way. I'm running and I said, I'm coming through. Somebody just got hurt. I need to pick him up. Let me through because I needed to come through an area where and I was like, remember me. And I run through the parking lot. It was quite a distance. And I'm not in great shape. And I run to the parking lot to the spot where I think my car is. And I cannot, and I am running like a madman. I bet there's probably security video of me running like an idiot around and trying to find my car.
And this isn't just a typical, I lost my car. This is an emergency.
Because you, when I talked to you on the phone many minutes later, as I was, I'm now in shock, and all I want to do is lay down, and Jimmy's my ride, but he's nowhere to be seen.
I'm gone.
So I call you, and you're like, I swear I parked it right here. I know, I'm in the space where my car is.
I was really, I was in a full-blown panic.
You really did think it had been stolen at that point, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I thought, it's been stolen. There's no other explanation for this, and it turned out I was in, like, a totally different section. But that's when you know, you can, you know, if there's an entire time of need, you cannot count on me.
Yeah. Well, you really through all of us.
You really
we're just like it was just like a cluster F. Everything that could go wrong.
Where did Kevin Weatherly go, by the way?
I don't know. I never saw him.
He was probably thinking, I'm gonna get sued. I don't want to be anywhere near this because I'm the boss.
I think maybe Ralph was calling him and asking for a raise at that point. I'm not sure. But.
All right, listen. We're going to ask Mr. Kimmel to leave because we have another guest coming in next.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And should we open up the phones? We did that first? Okay,
yes.
So if you know, if you can speak for your friend Santa Carl, Jim, what age group would Mr. Carl be looking for today?
Santa Carl likes little kids, but old enough that they can have a conversation on the phone. So like 5 years, 5 to 7 years old, I think, is the ideal age range.
All right. So if you have a little boy or a girl that would like to talk to Santa Carl about what he or she would like for Christmas, now's the time to call. It's the most special day of the year on the Kevin and Bean Show because Santa Carl is going to be joining us. 1-800-520-1067 is the number, and we'll talk to your kid next on K-Rock. Santa Carl, ladies and gentlemen. Santa Carl.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Carl.
What's up, Kevin and Bick? What's up, Radio Land? It's all so good. Santa Carl, love being back here to talk to Kevin and Bick and all the K-Rock and Roll listeners.
We appreciate it, but I'm still confused how you ended up becoming Santa Carl. You used to be a big-time NBA player, didn't you, Carl?
Well, Carmelo do play Utah Jazz, play right. NBA All-Star, and that's what Carmelo have a boner to pick with Kevin and Bick.
Why?
Because Kevin and Bick being named to NBA Hall of Fame.
That's a dang thing. No.
Because Santa Carl... Kevin Big Neff, they're playing NBA,
right?
But named.
We're the NAB Hall of Fame, the National Association of Broadcasters, not the NBA. Different deal.
Well, that's a whole dang different thing right there.
Right.
Okay, then. That's okay, then. Santa Claus, say congratulations.
Okay. All right,
Kevin
so,
Big, that's real good.
So we don't see you much occasionally on TV. You're basically just at home in Louisiana just shooting squirrels and then gearing up for the holiday season to talk to the kids, right?
Santa Claus loves shooting them squirrels still after all these years. That's a fun thing to do. Eyed up. Bing, squirrel fall down right there on the ground. And then Santa Claus cook up the squirrel, and then he enjoy it. But Santa Claus having a great 2014 year.
You are? Okay.
Because that Santa Claus have a new toy, and that's called the Vapor Rub. And Santa Claus love this. It's a little thing. That's... And now look like some kind of ball peen pen.
Right. Uh-huh, right.
But
it's not a vapor rub.
If you look at this right here, watch it. Santa Claus do. Santa Claus suck on a vapor rub.
Right, you're e-vaping, right.
That makes Santa Claus feel all good.
I won't ask what's in there then,
when Carl. When Santa Claus Malone smoking on a vapor rub, feel like floating on a rainbow.
Well, congratulations.
And that's a dang thing right there.
That is a beautiful Christmas
Santa
miracle.
Santa Claus feels so good right now, too. It all sit in. Yeah.
All right. 1-800-520-1067.
Okay, kids, it's time to call in and to say things to Santa Claus. Santa Claus is going to have another smoke of this here vapor rub pen. Oh, look, here we go.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus for the boys and girls. He's got a sleigh full of toys and goodies and a bag of squirrels. He don't care who the children are. He loves them all the same. So be glad and don't be sad when Santa screws up your name.
Right.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus.
Okay. Well, Santa Claus loves talking to the children. And hair.com.
Let's go to the phones at 1-800-520-1067. Who is your first little boy or girl here, Santa Carl?
Hello, little boy or girl. Who are you?
Well, which one are we going to?
This is JJ.
JJ.
Oh, what's happening, JJ?
No,
JJ. JJ, you're on with Santa.
Grandma got small lightsaber.
Now, what the hell going on? Kids just jump in right in with their "I want this toy." Now, DJ. Okay, now this kid sound like he gonna get nothing for Christmas because he being rude.
And I want people on wheels racetrack.
Okay, don't have to bring race into this now. This is a sensitive time in this country right here. And you know what, JJ? Santa Claus gonna have to think long and hard because sound like. Sound like you need some kind of JJ need a vapor rub pen. And that will calm. And that's the thing Santa Claus telling parents now with kids. Give them kids a iPad. Give him a vapor rub, kid, and also some medical treatment.
All right, JJ. Okay. We're glad you called, son. Thank you so
much. What the hell kind of kid that? Santa Claus never let that in his home. That's right.
All right, let's go to Emily in Glendora. Hi, Emily.
Well, what's happening, Emily? Hi, how are you? How old are you, little boy or girl?
I'm 7.
You're 7 years old? Oh, that's so cute. And what could you want for Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas time this year?
A puppy.
Oh, that's a good, that's an old-time gift, a puppy. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing for Santa to shove right down that chimney, too. Now, Emily, have you been a good girl or boy this year?
Yeah.
Have you been doing all your homework?
Uh-huh.
Have you been making your bed? Oh, sound like Emily maybe not making her bed.
That's an important
thing right there. And don't forget to smoke your vapor rub pen.
No, we're not encouraging
Emily,
that at all.
Because that's an important thing. Not so much fun. Santa Claus going to take my mom.
Do you think Emily's ready for a puppy? That's a lot of responsibility for a 7-year-old.
Santa Claus don't think Emily even ready to start making a phone call on her own.
Okay.
But that's okay. Parents will take care of puppy, and that'll be all okay. And them Dalmatian puppy, that's a good puppy because that's a breeding puppy, and those them the best puppies from the pet store.
You don't want to. That's not how that works.
That's a purebred puppy. Those are the dumbest puppy in the world.
All right, let's try Olivia.
Okay,
who's online for? Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Well, hello there, little Olivia. How you doing?
Good.
Now, what could Santa Claus bring you for Christmas this year?
Easy bake oven.
Well, that's an easy. What the hell that called?
Easy bake ultimate oven.
Easy bake ultimate oven. Now that's a thing that Santa Claus' sister had when he were growing up.
No kidding.
That's a little plastic box, and they got a light bulb in there, and then you put all kind of muffin in there, and that's a good thing to snack on. When Santa Claus smoking on his vapor rub pen.
Talk to us about the vapor rub pen.
Because that's a delicious little treat. And you come over, Santa Claus going to bring you one of them. Okay, oblivious. Santa Claus going to bring you one of them little easy bake oven, and he going to come over to eat all your snacks. Okay, a good girl
Christmas.
Olivia.
Merry Christmas to you. Glad you called.
That's a girl.
We got time for maybe one or two more here,
okay.
Santa Carl.
Santa Carl, keep talking.
Let's do Alex.
Okay.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Santa Carl.
Hello, Alex. What's your name?
Okay. I think it might be Alex. Yeah.
And have you been a good boy or girl? Because that's a hard name to know. Santa Claus don't know nowadays. Parents naming kids Alex for boy and Alex for girl.
Very
Santa Claus like,
very
what
confusing.
The hell is? Sometimes Santa Claus have to check.
Sure.
Ask
Alex again what he might like for Christmas.
That's right. That's why he have Elf on Shelf watching kids change clothes.
What?
That's right.
It's turned ugly.
Well,
Alex.
Alex, what do you want for Christmas?
A calculator?
What the hell? Hold up!
What?
What kind of nerd? This kid a nerd. And that's Santa Claus have nerds like this when he were going to LSU.
The one that you use on the beach.
A calculator you use on a beat.
Metal detector.
Oh, metal detector. Now, this kid, not just a nerd, this kid a senior citizen nerd. Looking for other people's jewelry, other people's teeth. Oh, that's a heck of a thing. And so what you trying to find on the beach with that?
And nougat.
And nougat? What?
One of the nougat scavenger official TFT.
Ted Nougat. That's a good player. Santa Claus loved Ted Nougat. That wang dang. Hold on. Santa Claus get his vapor up pen right here. And take a look at that. It makes him feel so good. It's like floating on a rainbow.
All right. Right. So a yes or a no for... Yes or no for Alex, you think Santa Claus?
Alex, is Santa Claus going to bring you a football to play with? Because you play with a calculator on a beach, you're going to get the hell beaten out of you. Okay?
All right.
And Merry Christmas, little nerd.
Merry Christmas, Alex. Thank you.
Oh, dang. Some of these here kids. Santa Claus, you know, sometimes Santa Claus sucking on vape pen.
Yes, we
looking around at squirrels and think to himself, what a wonderful world.
Indeed, Santa
Claus.
That's
right.
Hey, listen, thanks for coming in. Great to see you again.
Well, Big,
happy holidays.
And Big, don't go jumping off no stage no more. You had all Santa Claus all riled up right there.
Oh, Santa, you were worried as well.
Yeah, Santa Claus fell down chimney one time and busted up his ass pretty dang good. Yeah,
it's not good for anyone.
Be real careful with that ass there, Big.
Thank you, Santa. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'll kiss you, Big.
Learn more about the drought, water-saving tips, and rebates at BeWaterWise.com. I'm Nick Pagliocchini with your K-Rock Traffic.
By the way, it's been raining.
What?
Hello. Everything's fine.
Right? Oh, you're concerned that there's not enough destruction out on the freeways this morning?
No, I'm saying that we have water. Use it. Enjoy.
Okay. Nothing but water.
It's all good.
You tracking what he's trying to tell us?
Let's just get the hell up through this. Let's just get through this.
Are you guys not listening?
Let's get through this and get out.
Seth Rogen joins us next hour. Also, Eric Andre will be in studio. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Hall of Fame!
Supergroup Mad Season. Familiar with Mad Season?
I'm not.
At one time, this band was the shiznit, as the kids say.
Do they say that?
1995. They only released one album called Above. Here was the lineup of Mad Season. Lane Staley.
Okay.
Of Alice in Chains. John Baker Saunders of the Walkabouts. Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, and Screaming Trees drummer Barrett Martin. That was the lineup. That was the lineup! So they're having a special concert event next year to celebrate that group. Now, obviously, Lane Staley and John Baker Saunders are no longer with us. So Chris Cornell will step in as the frontman, and Duff McKagan will be playing bass. And then Mike McCready and Barrett Martin will join in as well. They will perform with the Seattle Symphony on January the 30th. To pay tribute to Seattle's musical past. So, a big event for hardcore fans of that grunge supergroup. So, if you're interested, you want to get out there. I hope they record it. Should be very cool. Speaking of new music, Modest Mouse's album, Strangers to Ourselves, their new album, will be available on March the 3rd. The first single, Lampshades on Fire, which we're playing here in K-Rock, is available now. Did you hear the brouhaha with that?
No, I did not.
Apparently, this single was sent out digitally to a lot of radio stations, and Epic Records forgot to mention there was a big F-bomb in it.
Oh!
Big, juicy F-bomb right in the track.
Hmm.
And some people were upset. So then they fixed it, and they said,
oh, we
what?
Just
what
said you can't say it on the radio, and then you said it.
Oh, that word!
Yes!
Oh, when you said you can't say it on the radio, I thought you meant F. You guys do a... No, you don't. You don't have... children of this age, but if you're familiar with the Elf on the Shelf phenomenon?
Oh, no. Yeah. Santa Claus was just talking about that. It's huge.
Yeah,
huge.
It's a monster. We've got an elf who visits our house, the Garmin household.
It's a TV movie, too, right?
There's a movie. There's books. I mean, it's a full-grown, blown thing. But someone's got to be a Grinch. In this case, it's Professor Laura Pinto from the University of Ontario Institute of Technology, who was railing against it, saying that the elf creates a dynamic for children to accept this surveillance state of big government. It's the citizen in Big Brother, a tacit acceptance of being monitored and always being on one's best behavior without question. You're teaching children a bigger lesson, which is it's okay for other people to spy on you and you're not entitled to privacy.
She's possibly reading too much into it.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
What about Santa? He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good.
It's an excellent point.
That is a good point.
No difference there.
By the way, be good for goodness sake.
That's good advice.
And here's somebody who's not good for goodness sake, Bill Cosby.
Hmm.
Once again, another day, another victim, allegedly. Chloe Goins has stepped forward and said that Bill Cosby assaulted her as well. She said she was 18 back in 2008 when she met Cosby at the Playboy Mansion. He got drinks for her and a friend. She drank her drink. She drank her drink and began to feel foggy. Not long after, Hugh Hefner noticed she looked ill and offered her a bedroom to lie down in. I bet he did. Then Bill offered to show me the room. He said he knew the way. He seemed nice. I don't remember feeling nervous or that it was weird. Then she passed out. And when she woke up, Bill Cosby, allegedly, according to Chloe Goins, was licking her feet. I remember waking up and feeling moist all over.
Ew.
Like he had been licking all over me. He wasn't on my breast at the time when I woke up, but I could feel, you know, the saliva on them and that he had been licking on me.
What happened?
Dude. That's like 50 women now, right?
It's got to be close to that.
Is this the most current, 2008?
Boy, that's a great question, Kevin. I haven't heard too many around that time period yet come out, so maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting... Maybe even within the statute of limitations, but how do you prove it?
I think 5 years is the statute.
Yeah, 5 or 7, yeah. But how do you prove it? That's the only problem with this, with a lot of these things that happen. There's only two people there.
Well, I would get DNA samples of her feet. Because there's spit on there. I've seen that done on CSI. Take a swab. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, by the way, I want to mention, Friday night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I doing Hollywood Babylon. Come on and see us at the Melrose Improv there in Hollywood. And on New Year's Eve, there's an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock show at the Brea Improv. If you're down in Orange County and you want to see Hollywood Babylon on New Year's Eve, we'd love to have you.
You
go to improv.com for all the details and to get your tickets. Benjamin Bratt's 51. J.B. Smoove, he's 50 years old. DJ Paul Van Dyke is 43. And actress Kristen Ritter celebrates her 33rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Don't forget, System of a Down, announced on this program yesterday, is coming to the Forum on April the 6th. Go to KROQ.com for all the details and keep listening for your chance to win. So Eric Andre from the Eric Andre Show walks in, and Kevin says to him, "Welcome, Black," which I thought was inappropriate and racist.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about that, Mr. Andre?
I almost walked out. I almost threw my coffee, my black coffee, in his face.
Yeah. I'm glad it was black coffee, because that's what that racist deserves.
My African-American coffee.
Yeah. How you been, Eric?
I've been good. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
I voted against it. So,
me too.
I think Eric and I are diametrically opposed.
We're opposites. There's nobody that's more the opposite of you.
I've never met anyone. Opposites attract. Are we going to be making out before this thing is over?
We're making sweet, sweet love.
For folks who haven't seen Eric's show, it's not for everyone. It's not really for anyone.
Bring the grandkids in the room. Show grandma and grandpa.
Torture
them all.
Do you have attention deficit disorder? Is that why nothing lasts longer than 15 seconds at a time on your show?
What was the question that you just asked?
See?
Let's see what he did.
See what I did there? Boom! I still got it, baby. After all these years.
It must kill you to watch regular talk shows.
No, you know what? You must
be super bored.
No. I like regular talk shows. I just grew up loving mock talk shows. So I loved Tom Green and Ali G and when Martin Short did Jiminy Glick and Space Ghost and stuff like that. I loved like the absurdity of the bad talk show host versus the...
Yes, everybody doing.
I wonder who he's doing.
That seems like an impression.
Jack Parr. That's my Jack Parr impression.
I can never tell what's real and what's not on your show.
That is the highest compliment. Thank you, sir.
Like Lauren Conrad, for instance.
That was real. She was upset.
She really walked out.
She walked out. She was not happy with me. She was not happy with me.
Doesn't she know going in?
They don't do any research.
They don't have anybody.
I guess not. I don't know.
Because that's weird to me.
It's on the internet. I don't know. They were like, I didn't know Eric would puke. And I was like, I puke every segment, every episode. I'm constantly vomiting on the show. So,
and she just didn't want to be anywhere near that.
Nah. Well, she wasn't upset when I puked. She was upset when I puked
It wasn't until I started slurping the puke back up right. off the table that she, like...
I respect her decision.
No, but here's what I'm saying. You should expect that when you go on his show.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's all jokes, too. I'm not really. Sorry, Lauren. I love you.
All right. So let me ask you this. So there's an expectation that things are going to get weird when somebody shows up on the studio. But when you're doing the stuff on the street,
yes.
those people are literally just random, right? They're just in the neighborhood.
They have no idea what's
going on. When you walk up and you know make it look like you're slitting your head open and just start bleeding or put your hand in a blender or something like that, they think it's real and you're just another crazy guy on the streets of New York.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And the police get involved a lot this season, it seems like.
Yeah, we got the cops calling on us the most this season. They were upset.
Nice.
They didn't think it was as funny as we did.
Do you, like when you pull a prank on somebody in a store or something like that, I mean, do you get permission for that from the store owners or do you just set up?
No, you have to get permission from the owner, but nobody on camera knows. Like the owner's not even there the majority of the time. It's usually, so none of the employees know, none of the patrons know, nobody that we're pranking knows what's going on.
Do you get told no?
Yeah, all the time. Hey, can we drive a bike through the front window of your store while your customers are there? And people are like, get the hell away
from
me. They
say
no?
Yeah. That's insane.
Sometimes they'll be like, no, get out of here. And I'll be like, how's that? $1 sound. I'm listening.
How about when you're dealing with the police? I mean, do they give you a little bit of a wide berth because they see a camera crew?
It depends. It depends on if they notice Hannibal or not. They'll be like, hey, Hannibal.
I know him.
Yeah, it's case by case, cop by cop. Some cops do not have any sense of humor. One time they were like, hey, where are your permits? And we were like, oh, we don't have any. They're like, why not? We're like... They're, like, really expensive, bro.
And that's not an acceptable answer for a cop?
No, he's like, they're expensive, so idiots like you don't buy them.
Have you been arrested?
I got arrested the first season, yeah.
Well, step it up.
What did they think you were doing that they arrested you for, Eric?
I did we did a hidden camera bit where I went to a town hall meeting in Rancho Cucamonga, and while the mayor was speaking, I ran up to the microphone. I was dressed like a frat boy, and I ran up to the microphone, and I was like, hey, vote for me for class president, and I'll put beer in the water fountains and cameras in the girls' locker rooms. Woo! Go Bobcats! And there were like 20 sheriffs there, and they were just like, what are you doing? Get the hell out of here. And I was like, don't tase me, bro! And like, causing a disturbance. And then when the cops took me outside, they were like, what's your name? And I was like, John. And he's like, what's your last name, John? And I went, Coltrane. And they were like, you're not coming up in the system, Coltrane. So I got two charges. I got disturbing the peace and telling the cops my name was John Coltrane.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, is it difficult for you to stay in character when something like that is going on? Or are you just thinking, all right, just keep rolling?
Because at
some point, self-preservation kicks in and you really don't want to get tased or something.
I was just so excited. It was like my dream to get arrested during a bit. And that was the first season. So I was just so excited. I was just like messing with the cops like nonstop. I was like, this is my only time in my life that I can mess with the cops as much. And I kind of have an excuse.
Right.
And it backfired anyway. I went to jail. Anyway, but
for how
at
long?
Least I had an audience.
How long did you go to jail for?
Just the night. That was enough for me.
This season you got to make out with a cop backed up to a salad bar.
Yeah, I got to French kiss a cop. So it all comes full circle.
Sure does.
Something for everybody on the Eric Andre Show, by the way.
This is a beautiful world.
Adult Swim just after Thursday nights. It airs at around 12:15, a quarter past midnight. We got much more to talk with our guest Eric Andre about, and we'll do that when we return right after this on the world famous K-Rock. Eric Andre in with us here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, comedian and host of the Eric Andre Show on the Adult Swim Thursday nights just after midnight. How high was Wiz Khalifa?
Very.
The highest, right?
Very high.
Highest guest ever?
Probably, but we also interviewed Seth Rogen, so, they go toe-to-toe, I think. But his super highness is normal, so it's hard to
How does
answer.
A guy like that function and have a career, by the way?
I don't know. I smoke weed just the littlest amount, and I am so paranoid and down on my – I'm like, oh, I'm just an idiot.
I'm a loser. It's not my
trip. You get sad when you're high?
I get sad and paranoid, and all my insecurities that I'm constantly suppressing just bubble. They percolate to the surface, and I'm like, I'm a damn it. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I'm a bad man.
I'm a poop head. Season 3 is currently airing on Adult Swim. I want to ask you about some of your upcoming guests, and then we've got a clip we're going to play from Ryan Phillippe from this Thursday night.
Yes.
Rick Springfield. Now, he doesn't strike me as a guy you would have a lot to talk about with.
No, that's why we just tortured him. We rolled him out on a Silence of the Lambs kind of gurney, and he was strapped up and bound, and we just punched the crap out of him. And just
like you do
him.
When you have Rick Springfield.
Sure,
like
you do.
Show,
right? Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be our instinct as well.
How about our friend Jimmy Kimmel, who was just here?
Jimmy Kimmel, we had a PA lie under the his chair and tickle his taint during the interview.
Didn't Barbara Walters do that on The View once? I think.
An old Barbara Walters technique.
And so he didn't know that was coming? Just all of a sudden he starts feeling he's just getting dingled?
No, yeah. We started to tell him a couple things in the green room, and he's like, you don't got to tell me anything. And we're like, yeah, what are we doing? Like, tickle his taint. Tickle his taint immediately.
All right. How about a guy as a comedian, when you have somebody like Chris Rock on, are you starstruck at all? Like, you don't want to F this up? Because you'd like to be friends with Chris Rock, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of my idols. So it was very surreal. And I was like, oh, my God, this is Chris Rock. But he was so nice. He called me out of nowhere, and he was like, hey man, I'm Chris Rock. I'd love to do the show. I'll fly myself out. I'll put myself up. Let's do it. So I was
really?
Like, totally beside myself. I was like, is this really? I had to text Hannibal like Chris Rock's number. I was like, is this really Chris Rock or is somebody prank calling me right now? And he's like, no, that's Chris.
It's too good to be true that he's going to fly himself out.
Totally.
And
insane.
You're doing like a cable access show, and Chris Rock wants to be on it.
It was crazy. It was nuts. Yeah. 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 So. He was great, too. We had him do something.
By the way, Hannibal is an all-star. Yeah. I don't need to see as much of his body as I've seen this season, but he is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's great. He's
all right, what's this Ryan Phillippe clip we have, Kevin?
I don't know what this Ryan Phillippe clip is because it's from Thursday.
Yes, this is us interviewing Ryan Phillippe, and I think he's barely talking at all in this clip, so it's kind of hard to tell that he's there via radio, but he's there.
You ever been to an award ceremony?
I have, yeah.
Let me give you the pencil award for best actor. Brian, you know what I'm talking about.
Brian, you ever been on set, and then it's a bunch of girl extras, and you walk up to one, and you say, somebody just got promoted.
Casting coach.
Some people say life begins at conception. I say life begins when Ryan Phillippe is horny and ladies be ovulating. Yeah. Am I right, dog? Watch out for this cat.
That is the show in a nutshell.
It's such nonsense that if you're not watching, you're missing out.
Have you ever been hurt on the show?
Yeah, I really injured myself.
Because you tear that set up, man.
Yeah, yeah. The Vivica Fox interview is when I hurt myself.
What happened? How'd you hurt yourself? I don't remember that one.
I burst through the I jumped on top of my desk and burst through it, and my ass hit the ground, and it's just like a nanometer of carpet before it's like solid concrete. And
right.
It sent like a shockwave up my spine.
Oh.
And now like my body's still kind of like asymmetrical.
How many desks have you been through on the show?
That's a common question. I don't know. I think it's like 30 a season. We go up to 27 to 30 a season.
And, I'm sorry, how many episodes a season?
And 10 episodes a season.
So
yeah.
Every episode you lose a desk.
Yeah, a few desks.
Two or three.
Has anyone ever come in that you've shot a show and haven't been able to use any of it? It was just a wasted day.
We kind of threw the Gallagher interview in the garbage.
Really?
Yeah, because he was hard to phase because, like, he doesn't, like, take any information in. You're just like, hey, man, something inappropriate. And he's just like, zippity-dee, I'm a magical man. And he's just, like, doing backspins on his face.
He's doing Eric Andre back to you.
Yeah.
See, you were trying to be the worst talk show host. He was trying to be the worst talk show guest.
Yeah, it was.
He didn't even use it.
Work out. Nah, well, we used, like, not like an Easter egg, but we used, like, probably like a beat of it in the season finale last year.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Eric Andre is here, Adult Swim, just after Thursday nights at midnight. Your old friend Seth Rogen is going to be on the phone with us here coming up.
Fantastic.
So stick around. He's seen your penis recently, right?
Yes.
Who hasn't?
Who
we'll
hasn't?
Talk to Seth next on K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's in movies. Seth Rogen.
You tell her you're a virgin. This is how it's going to go. Tell me.
I'm a virgin.
I like that because you don't have chlamydia.
What if she laughs at me, though?
Then you punch her in the f***ing head if she laughs.
What's it like to have guns?
It is awesome. McLovin, I mean, like,
it's like having two if one of your could kill someone.
I'm pregnant.
Off.
What?
What?
I'm pregnant?
With emotion?
With a baby. You're the father.
What the f***? You can make a porno.
If it's so easy, how come everybody doesn't do it?
Because other people have options and dignity, which we do not have, which puts us in an amazingly advantageous position.
F*** you, I have dignity.
Where? I saw someone murder someone else, and we gotta get the F out of here. Let's go.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high.
You are high as a f***.
I'm not hot! Danny, we're not on acid. We didn't suck each other's
dings. Franco didn't suck last night. Now I know you all are tripping.
Language! Language, Seth Rogen.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs, guys.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
It ain't Shakespeare, gentlemen.
Your friend Eric Andre is here. I don't know if we told you.
Hi, Seth.
I do know this. Hey, Eric.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Good, good, good.
You thought you left him behind after he made you look at his penis the other night on TV.
Oh, I don't mind looking at someone's penis. Come on.
Seth showed me his outside.
Is that right? Was just a private moment.
Off real quick.
Like, I like his penis. We actually had similar penis. We're
penis brothers.
We're penis twins.
So Seth is here because the interview, of course, we've all been looking forward to and hearing a lot about it. It opens everywhere on Christmas Day with his good friend James Franco. And it must be so weird for you to be a comedian and an actor, and you're getting in all these interview situations in the past couple of weeks, and people want to talk world affairs. They want to talk business espionage. I mean, what's this press tour been like for you, Seth?
I've had to think a lot harder than I normally do.
Yeah.
When doing a press tour. I'm normally talking about, like, Zac Efron's abs, this was a major step in a different direction, well, I guess. I mean, the movie itself has political themes, so I'm not, like, totally surprised by it. Obviously, you know, the stuff surrounding it has kind of grown beyond what any of us would have ever thought at this point.
What was the very first thing where you went, wait a minute, this is way different than I thought it was going to be because nations are getting involved, it's becoming political?
Yeah, I think when North Korea petitioned the UN to block the release of the movie is when I thought, oh yeah, that doesn't usually happen.
But I mean, to be fair though, Seth, a lot of people don't want you to make any more movies.
Hey, I think a lot of people didn't want me to make any more movies before I made this movie.
That's what I'm saying. So how about this, though, from a business standpoint? And I don't know why I'm asking you. I could just read your boss's emails on the internet.
Exactly.
But when we heard yesterday that, like, for instance, this movie's not going to show in Asia, and isn't that a huge percentage of the where you can sell movie tickets these days?
Not for us. I mean, our movies never do well in Asia or even play in Asia.
I don't think,
honestly. I mean, like, comedies in particular do not tend to travel overseas very well.
I mean, that's Action Movie Central. That's what they want over there, right? Or action
films.
Yeah,
I mean, more like visually driven movies tend to do better overseas.
The entire continent of Asia has been Japan. Every Polynesian islands.
Polynesian islands, yeah. I think we're coming out in French Polynesia.
Fantastic. Huge market.
North Korea is the greatest mystery on the planet, though, isn't it? I mean, you could really just say anything about that, and how could anyone know whether it was true or not? Because you don't hear anything reliable that comes out of that country.
My wife's telling me to do something. There's tons of information. There's a lot of documentaries. There's news stories. I mean, we read everything we could, and I mean, pretty much everything in the movie we say about North Korea is based on stuff that we found online or things that we read in books, and pretty much, I mean, a lot of the attributes that Kim Jong-un has in the movie are based on things that we read. And
we talked to Randall Park, who plays Kim Jong-un, and
he's great.
He was telling us that it's just a given fact that he doesn't pee and poo.
Yeah, he's never urinated or defecated.
That's so awesome.
I believe that seems reasonable to me.
Oh my
Because he works so efficiently, he burns the energy from within him.
Well, that's
his
true.
His poo evaporates and turns back into calories.
Eric Andre, you strike me as a guy who would be an awesome dictator.
Well, the only thing is I pee and poo constantly, so I wouldn't be that good.
That would be your myth. He's always pooing.
I'm pooing right now, actually. It's running down my leg.
He's in a constant state of
We're talking to Seth Rogen on the phone here on the Kevin and Bean Show, co-director and actor of The Interview, writer as well. It's coming out everywhere on Christmas Day with your good friend James Franco. What's his next crazy adventure, James Franco? Is he going to take up pottery? What's he got planned, Seth? What's he talking about?
He's doing a lot. He's actually making a movie that we're producing about a movie called The Room, which is one of the worst movies I've ever
made. Guys are doing that movie?
Yeah, he...
From the billboard? That's awesome.
He got the rights to the book one of the guys in The Room wrote about the making of it. And so
wait, Tommy Wiseau you're talking about?
No, Tommy Wiseau didn't write the book. The guy who was the lead in the movie, who was Tommy Wiseau's best friend, wrote the book.
That's fantastic. People are going to freak out at that movie. Yeah, that's going to be great,
Seth. Franco's going to play Tommy Wiseau in the movie.
Wow. Could you make a movie as bad as The Room?
I think arguably to a lot of people, I have on
already accomplished.
That's exciting. That's awesome, Seth.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Hey, we're almost out of time. What are you doing for the holidays? Anything fun? What does big-time movie star Seth Rogen do when he's finally done promoting The Interview?
Oh, my God. I'm just going to go and try not to think about any of this stuff for a few days. I'm going to shut my brain off. This has been, I've been playing mental acrobatics.
Well, you've been working hard, dude. I know you've been out there spreading the word. The movie looks super funny. We're really looking forward to it.
Very funny movie, and amidst all this, craziness surrounding it, I mean, that's really what's the weirdest thing is you watch it, and it's just a comedy. It's a very, hopefully, funny comedy, and... You know, its prime goal was not to be controversial. It was to be funny and have some political themes, I guess. But, you know, I guess we picked some good ones.
You've done both, yes.
Is Dennis Rodman in it?
He's not in it. Oh. We're literally afraid to talk to him. He has condemned the movie, however, which I think is a good review.
Wait a minute. Put that on the poster.
Wait, are you telling the truth? Dennis Rodman came out and said this movie should not be seen?
I think it's something
awesome.
That.
Oh, that's great.
That's the best.
That's so great.
Seth, you know, we always love having you on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks. Good talking to you guys. See ya.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah, buddy.
Eric, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Happy whatever.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
The top 10 moments with of 2014 coming up in the next half hour here on K-Rock. That should be fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real Hall of Fame material right there.
Hall of Fame!
First, though, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
When you guys were trying to do the top 10 sound bites for 2014, and you were trying to announce it with that horrible effect that you do,
right?
This listener wrote in,
right.
Blythe Salazar. Quick tip for the guy that does the sound effects for the Kevin and Bean Show. You need reverb / big room setting with a slight delay / low wet to get the powerful echo effect you're looking for. Sounds like he's using just delay, but the sound's a little weak. Just a friendly tip. Love the show. How come a guy listening in his car knows better how to do this show than you people do?
I don't know.
That's not it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Because you're not using reverb big room with a slight delay, low wet.
He may have fancier equipment than we have here at K-Rock.
All I know is this sounds like ass.
You're right. And the listener's right.
So get to work, beer mug.
Going to need that email. We're going to have to go through it in the other room.
Yeah. Before we get to showbiz news, how about some passes to the K-Rock screening of The Interview?
Yay!
This may be the only time anyone ever sees it.
Yeah, true.
Sony might pull it. You think I'm kidding?
I hope you're kidding.
News today. In the news today.
Come on.
Sony is looking over all the possible answers to the hackers. The hackers are demanding that they pull The Interview from distribution.
If you would have told us that 10 minutes ago, that would have been so useful to us when we were talking to Seth Rogen.
That's absurd.
It was in the news everywhere. I assumed you guys knew it and just were staying away from it.
No, I didn't know that.
Yep, they are considering not distributing the film.
The last time I heard was when you were saying that they were making some changes, but I didn't hear they were going to actually consider that. Insanity.
So the K-Rock screening, you could be one of the few people to have ever seen it. The movie's supposed to be in theaters everywhere December the 25th. Here's hoping.
Yeah,
keep your
kidding.
Fingers crossed. Come on, Sony, don't buckle. You can see it this Thursday at the AMC Century City. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. Five winners at that number.
Five lucky people who get through with that phone number will get tickets to the K-Rock screening of The Interview. Come to The Interview. It's Tuesday. It's new release day. Here's what's available. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes on a Half Shell.
Turtle Power!
Megan Fox, Will Arnett, et al. Maze Runner. That was a good damn movie. See The Maze Runner?
I did. I liked
Boy,
it.
Boy, that was a good film. You can check that out with Will Powder. Poulter, rather. Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever.
Now, that one I didn't see.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. Nor do I feel like I need to.
That's Aubrey Plaza, right?
I think she does the voice of the cat, right?
Yeah, I think so.
My buddy Daniel Roebuck is in that. Danny Roebuck's in that, so I'm not going to bash it too bad.
But you're not going to see it.
But I'm not going to see it. Peter Pan Live with Allison Williams and Christopher Walken. Finally, you can see me not dance a lot. This is Where I Leave You with Jason Bateman and Tina Fey. And The Skeleton Twins with Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader.
I saw that. That's a good movie.
There you go. That's what's available. TV shows on DVD, American Season 2, Arrested Development Season 4, and Extant Season 1.
Extant.
Extant.
I don't know what that is.
I think that's the Halle Berry space movie.
All right.
TV show. Another day, another woman says Bill Cosby assaulted her. Chloe Goines is the name of the latest alleged victim. She says she was 18 years old when she met Cosby at the Playboy Mansion in the summer of 2008. He got drinks for her and a friend. She began to feel foggy when she started to drink the drink that Cosby gave her. Bill took her to a bedroom in the mansion. She passed out. When she woke up, she found him, according to the story, licking her feet.
America.
I remember waking up and feeling moist all over, like he had been licking all over me. He wasn't on my breasts when I woke up, but I could feel, you know, the saliva on them that he had been licking on me.
Sounds sexy.
So that...
Yeah.
Happened.
Moist.
Allegedly.
Moist.
Allegedly. Moist.
I mean, we would have been shocked by this news a couple of months ago, but now it's, like you said, another day, another story.
It's getting hard to report almost.
It's horrible.
It's sort of boring. And congratulations to Brian Williams. His daughter, of course, Allison Williams, was Peter Pan in that Peter Pan special. But he is of the nightly news, has been the head anchor there for a long time. He just renewed his contract with NBC. Story is, he's going to be working there for another 5 years at least. $10 million per.
Wow.
That's like Kevin and Bean money.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
I know, you know, the rap is that nobody watches the network news because you can get it everywhere, but he's, you know, he's the face of the channel. He does a great job.
He does do a good job.
I don't know that I've ever watched the news really regularly. I mean, I see it occasionally, but it's not a thing.
How do you get your information?
Internet.
He doesn't.
John.
He doesn't have to worry about it.
John Stewart.
When you don't
like
have
that,
any
Jimmy
information,
Kimmel.
You don't need to worry about where you get it from.
I'm fine.
Any word?
I have enough information.
Any word on whether we're going to get more of this from Brian Williams?
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang. Boogie set up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat.
I hope so. Certainly.
Rolling down the street, smoking and dope, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
You still got it.
Sure does. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced next year's inductees. Lou Reed. Take a walk on the wild side, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Green Day. Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Bill Withers. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band. They will all join the class of 2015, so congratulations to those who are still alive on that list.
Well, at least Kiss got on the ballot finally, even
That's
though they
right.
did not get inducted.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, Gene's going to be upset.
You're
Wait,
right.
Didn't they get inducted last year?
I thought they were on the ballot this year, and we could vote for them, but I don't think they got inducted, I thought.
No, they were in there this year. They accepted.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I'm probably wrong.
Oh, my God. Hall of Fame! Today's celebrity birthdays, these people all had birthdays that they're celebrating today. It's their birthday.
He says while looking for the paper.
Ah, ha! Here it is. Benjamin Bratt's 51 years old today. J.B. Smoove is 50. Paul Van Dyke, the DJ, is 43 years old today. And actress Kristen Ritter is 33. Remember, it was a big debate who was going to play on stage, whether they were going to get Ace Frehley and Peter Criss.
I do. I remember all that controversy. But I thought that was around their nomination if they got in, I thought. But you're probably right. It's probably still the concussion talking.
Rough government along the showbiz beat.
Same with me.
Got some bad news for you, and that's that there's some new Armenian comedian video up at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. He's doing Christmas songs, and he has his shirt off.
Yeah. More is the bad news, though.
Well, no one needs to see that. Maybe that's good to have if you're trying to control your holiday eating. Knowing that Sam with his shirt off is on the internet somewhere might help you keep your appetite down. Hmm. Ralph, I'm glad you're in here.
Why?
Because this is the time of year that we reflect back on the previous 12 months.
Yes.
And we're very excited for this break every year because it's the top 10 moments with.
Yeah.
Who's very excited?
All of us.
Everyone.
The kids.
All the kids.
The kids are excited.
They're snuggled in their PJs. Their visions of sugar plums are dancing in their heads.
And I know
they're
that
gathered around the hearth waiting to hear these moments with.
I know that I like to say that, hey, cut us some slack. We're doing, 25 hours a week of live radio. But even saying that and even the thousands of words that we speak per week, there's no excuse for how bad we are.
Oh, no question.
No, because really when you get down to it, it's your job.
Exactly.
It is your profession.
Exactly.
It's like guy at McDonald's making McNuggets, serving up the occasional poisoned McNugget. And the people are dropping dead there by the Golden Arches. And he goes, yeah, I know, but look, I pump out like thousands of McNuggets every year. If a few patrons die, I can hardly be held accountable for that. I would beg to differ. I would say it is his responsibility.
Exactly. There's no excuse for this. So here we go. The top 10 moments with for 2014. And we start at number 10. The first appearance on the list is from me, you guys.
What?
Yes.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Thank you so much for listening to the world famous... What are we called?
That was a moment with Bean.
The world famous.
Does seem like that's a pretty basic thing I should have been able to know and say.
It's right on the wall.
For those who were worried this year that Kevin would not make the list.
I was concerned he wouldn't make it this
were
year.
Were there people worried
because
about that?
I couldn't remember if he had any moments.
He actually did. And
he had one? Oh, good.
Here's the one that comes in at number 9 when we were introducing a guest that we were very excited about.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Time to talk to Jake Gyllenhaal about his new movie Nightcrawler.
Nice job, Kevin.
I'm starting on.
That was a moment with Kevin.
And Kevin, isn't what's great about that is in your entire life you had never referred to him as Jake Gyllenhaal before.
No, it's not a mistake that I make all the time.
Right.
Mm. I don't remember ever saying anything but Gyllenhaal. Mm. So I don't.
And it was because he was on the phone. You were just.
I don't know.
All right, number 8. I'm so sad that she's not here, but Lisa May makes the list with a moment with, and you don't hear this happen very often.
And now a moment with Lisa May.
Wasn't there a co-pilot? Well, couldn't the co-pilot get in the pilot seat, and then she would get in his seat?
No, I don't know.
Did you run out of breath for that?
I did.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
Take a breath.
She was trying to force it out, but there was nothing there.
Kevin does make a return for number 7. This one just happened a couple of weeks ago. We had in one of our finalists for Miss Double December. We were promoting the live broadcast that Friday where we crowned this year's winner, and Kevin forgot where we were going to be.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
But we'll see you tomorrow morning at the rock and roll slide bar. What's it called?
Leah, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the cake. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
That was a moment with Kevin.
All right, but I'm done, right?
Number 6 is also Kevin.
What?
Yeah, having a show business report here. And Kevin, I think, is unfamiliar with the expression that he's grasping for.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Clean house a little bit.
A little spring.
Yo,
fall,
hoarder.
Spring cleaning? No, fall.
It's fall. Whatever kind of cleaning we need to do.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Maybe Kevin cleans in the fall.
Thank you, Ralph.
Everybody's familiar
Thank
with fall
you.
Cleaning, right?
Sure, we all have to get our fall cleaning done.
All right, we're halfway through our list of the top 10 moments with for 2014. Believe it or not, it's Lisa May again.
What?
No Ralph so far. This is the
stupid Ralph.
I'm sure I'll
show
up
Lisa
eventually.
May.
Not making mistakes and whatnot.
For somebody that she loves, it's hilarious to me that she could not get this name right.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
I don't know, Tatum Channing. I would watch that.
How about Channing Tatum?
Or that guy.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
And Tatum Channing.
You know how there are some things that you can't remember a time before they existed? like the internet.
Right.
It's hard to imagine what the world was like before the internet, for instance, right? It's just, it's changed everything.
Yes.
That's how I feel about the moment with it, number four. Like, I can't believe it happened this year because I feel like I grew up worshiping at the altar of this moment with Kevin.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
What's 1207 in military time, my friend?
Say 1709? Huh?
1709?
What? Hold on.
What,
Lisa?
What?
I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But I'm
but that wouldn't be 17 either, would it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah. That wasn't last year.
It was in April of
this
year.
How is that? That feels like it was 3 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. It was April of this year.
Why are minutes changing? I still understand why minutes are changing.
Shut up, Ralph.
Kevin,
I'm sure you're coming up.
Upon the clock to clock, the minutes don't change ever.
Now that you had some time to reflect, man, what do you think you were thinking there?
Honestly, you keep asking me that. If I had that answer, I would probably do it correctly the first time.
All right. Even though we heard Kevin at number 9 and we heard Kevin at number 7, we heard
that's
Kevin at number 6,
we're
we heard
done.
Kevin at number
we're
5,
done.
We heard Kevin at number 4. We are up to number 3, and this
right.
would,
no,
by
I'm
coincidence,
sorry.
Happens to also be Kevin.
What?
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
He was driving 110 miles per hour in Florida and got pulled over by the CHP.
Okay.
And the guy pretty
now,
much...
Now, why were the California Highway Patrol... in Florida?
That is a great question. That's way out of their jurisdiction.
I never noticed that.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah. Number two is the monkey again.
Come on!
By himself, flying solo on this one. He's attempting to do a giveaway over a song intro. And I know the pressure's on because you've got like 22 seconds or whatever it is, however long the music plays before the guy starts singing. And Kevin goes into panic mode a little bit and then just shuts down.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Oh, we have stuff to give away. We have a pair of VIP tickets to the Red Bull Global Rallycross, September 19th to the 21st. It's happening at the LA, at the Port of LA. If you'd like tickets and more info, you can go to this website, Red Bull Global Rally Cross.
Right. Start the song again.
I'm not happy with that. I don't feel like this is going well. I don't feel like the client's getting their money's worth.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I mean, it's a relatively simple task. Just
I can't do it.
Shut up, Ralph.
Please stop.
It hurts when I laugh.
Come on.
And,
but we're all out of time.
Now we're at number one. And
this Ralph, then.
Actually, Ralph didn't make it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We do have one more, Ralph. We have one more. And this is...
Come on,
this
now.
Is you're watching something, and as it's happening live, you realize, okay, this is history being made. I remember the morning that this
Shut
happened.
Up,
this is Kevin's 9/11 for 2014. 5:30 in the morning, we're on, and Kevin makes, I think, a very salient point about the topic we were discussing, and here's how it came out.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from, I'm not positive what the answer is, to, it must be, you know, infallible word of God, or, you know, in the terrorist, you know, situations, or UFOs, you go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien, you go, no. It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Why would you guys guess that after the second half hour of that one, I wouldn't have at least, like, stopped and tried to catch
wrap
my breath?
Up. Wrap it up at some point.
Why is there that instinct is not in me?
Oh, man.
Okay, explain to me exactly what I did wrong.
You're covering a lot of ground in that explanation, though, with the UFOs and the terrorists.
You're like a mental patient wearing a tinfoil hat so at that point, just rambling about this terrorists and aliens. And you should just be in the corner of a home somewhere just making bubbles in your pudding.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the top 10.
You had a good year, man. You had a good year. Well done. Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame!
We're in Christmas crunch time now for shopping, and there are a lot of parents who are going to be out there looking for toys. And every year, I'm always surprised by how many dangerous toys continue to be made and then pulled from the shelves. Like, year after year, how do the toy manufacturers even get this stuff to the shelves? Like, why aren't they stopped before they end up on Toys R Us shelves?
I don't know. The examples they give, a light-up bow whose arrows were advertised as flying up to 145 feet, I want. But more importantly, the catapencil I want. Which
What's
is
the
a pencil.
Catapencil?
It's a pencil with a miniature slingshot style launched on its end. I want that.
But that's, I mean, isn't the reason it's in this article is because
yes.
it's dangerous? It's a good toy to buy?
Well, that's what they say.
But this is what I don't get. Every year, I mean, toys are made that have, little parts that babies can choke on and you can get strangled in, or the labels are confusing, or they're unsafe to put together unsupervised.
Right.
So every year we try to steer you away from those toys with an organization called World Against Toys Causing Harm. That is known as WATCH. And we're pleased to welcome back to the program Mr. Clark Hargrove with this important message. Hi, Clark. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're fine. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too, don't you know?
What about my question, which is, how does stuff like this get manufactured and then put on the shelves? Why isn't there some way to stop it before it gets sold to consumers?
It truly is remarkable that no one says, hold on a second, maybe we shouldn't have a catapult that shoots a pencil across the room as a toy for kids. Maybe sharp objects flying through the air isn't the best idea.
Now, did you hear my man Kevin here wants to go out and get one of those? Are they still available?
They are, but really, I wouldn't recommend it because you'll put your eye out, kids.
Mm. Right. What are some of the things that parents should stay away from this holiday season, sir?
Well, you saw a list for the top 10 toys. There's the Firestorm, the Airstorm Firetech bow. It's a bow and arrow, very dangerous.
Right.
Bottle Rocket Party.
Won it.
Which is just what it sounds like, bottle rockets being fired at people.
That's no good for little kids.
The True Legends Orc Battle Hammer. It's a hammer that you hit people with. That's enough said, I think.
Yeah, that seems bad.
The SWAT Electric Machine Gun, very realistic. And if your kid's carrying that around, someone could think it's real and shoot him.
Yeah, that might not be.
These are all very dangerous, though, but that's just the top 10. There's a lot of them on the list.
I'm just so surprised. So these are things that people could even see, even if they went out Christmas shopping tonight, they might see this in the store shelves and be tempted to buy it.
Absolutely. We're saying stay away. They're dangerous on many levels.
All right. What other warnings do you have for us, Clark?
There's other toys, too, that didn't make the top 10 that you really should be aware of.
Okay.
Many of them, surprisingly, are endorsed by celebrities, which I think is just horrible.
Okay, all right. Like what?
The Justin Bieber egg toss. Don't get that for your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he got in a lot of trouble for that. You don't throw eggs at people's houses. That's no good.
How about the new movie Annie's coming out this weekend?
Right.
And now on store shelves, they've got the Annie, the Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow Sunscope, which is a telescope that you point at the sun and stare at the sun for a while.
Now, I'm going to say again what Bean said, which is, how did that ever get through?
That's what I'm saying. How many blind kids had to put that toy down before they said no?
Yeah, that's clearly dangerous. Stay away from that.
The Mickey Rourke pretend boxing set. This actually is not too bad for kids because they put on boxing gloves and then the other kid just falls down and nobody gets hurt.
All right. You are guaranteed to win. That's the one good thing about that game, I guess.
For kids who like sports, that's a good one. Also, the Jay Cutler interception machine.
Can you possibly be intercepted more than Jay Cutler is?
Not this season, you can't.
Okay.
No. The Ariana Grande life-size doll.
Okay, because she's a tiny girl. I could see how that would be a toy, yeah.
The only problem is you have to carry it everywhere you go, or else you put it down and she cries.
Yeah, that seems bad.
That's not good.
That's annoying.
Renee Zellweger's My New Face Little Plastic Surgeon Set. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
It comes with actual knives and syringes full of Botox.
Yeah, you know what kids performing plastic surgery on their faces.
The Kim Kardashian Oil My Ass board game.
Well, that was big this year. I can see how a lot of people might want some of that.
That was big this year. That's true.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Okay.
The Taylor Swift punching bag.
Now, what's that all about, Clark?
It's a big punching bag. Looks like Taylor Swift.
No, that seems good.
That doesn't seem dangerous.
The only trouble is kids are getting in fights with each other because no one wants to give it up. Everyone wants to get on it and beat the crap out of her.
Yeah.
So no one's willing to take turns.
Oh, I see. It's too popular. I got you.
And really stay away from the Cosby Kids Night Night Cappuccino Machine.
Oh, come on.
You don't want to give that to the kids.
You really, really don't.
You really don't, because it...
Oh, no, Clark! What happened? We're just doing an interview.
That cappuccino's not good.
Everybody knows that's when you can get the best stuff.
Yeah. So the Kevin and Bean Show here on the World Famous K-Rock at 9:40. Yeah, Muggs this morning, he came in and he said, I was almost a little late. I had to stop by CVS on my way in to start my Christmas shopping.
He never stops losing.
At 4:30 in the morning, he starts his Christmas shopping.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
And I said to him,
well, it's the last day we're all going to see each other. So I guess whatever he was going to get for those of us here at work, he had to get it this morning.
Right, but
at
he was legally allowed to Christmas shop before this morning,
yes,
right?
Yes, well, of course. But does he strike you as the guy who does anything he's supposed to do before he absolutely needs to do it?
No, that's true. That's a good point. So. Well, thank you, Muggs. It was very thoughtful, whatever's in this envelope. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Ralph, it's your time for our final look at the showbiz, being here for a Tuesday that feels like a Friday. What's
final look for 2014, bitches?
Right.
Thanks, everyone who listens to this show, and thanks for another amazing year. Everybody who works here, we're not good, but we try awful hard. Most of us, usually. But thanks to the listeners especially, who seem to support us and love us no matter how bad we are.
Yeah, that's weird.
They're very kind. They're very generous.
And it's out of the kindness of their hearts. And so thanks to everyone. And I hope each and every one of you have a great holiday season, whether it's Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Christmas. Have a great time and be with the ones you love, your friends and your family, and be safe and have a lot of fun. And then we'll talk to you in 2015.
Cosine.
By the way, Friday, if you want to come see me before Christmas, Friday night.
I thought you might have won Nopi over by now.
Kevin Smith and I are doing Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose in West Hollywood. We'll be doing it 10 p.m. this Friday night. And also on New Year's Eve down in Brea, California, if you're in the OC.
No.
You can join Lisa at the either the 8 o'clock or the 10 o'clock show on New Year's Eve.
Come on,
Brea.
Ralph. Oh, God. No.
You go to
improv.com
for more information and for
Ralph,
tickets.
No.
So you're saying you might be there. You might. There's a chance.
Nope.
Kim Kardashian is all about her selfies.
Sure.
The mother of the year got some static this week when she posted a selfie of herself. Well, she wasn't all by herself in the photo. She was holding her own daughter, Northwest, also in the photo. But she cropped her daughter out of the photograph. Before she posted it up on Instagram.
But she didn't do it well, so you can still see, like, the side of her baby's head.
Of her kid's head, yeah. But she did sort of center the photograph, so it is all about her.
Yeah.
And then a large brick wall to one side of her, and then the kid is just cut off, so you don't need to...
Well, that's what parents are famous for, right? Is
any
not
time of
having
that.
People look at their kids.
It's nuts. It's crazy.
It's awesome. It's just what you would expect from her.
It is.
Little Laura!
Has announced that she is making a permanent move across the pond, enjoying her time so much in London, England, that she has no plans on returning to the United States or to Los Angeles.
I wonder if she's not a very big star there, and that provides her with a little bit of anonymity. Maybe the tabloids aren't all over her there.
She says it's healthier.
Hmm.
She says since she's relocated to England, she goes for a nice quiet run every morning. And while she's running, she says that right now in New York, my friends are probably still doing drugs and drinking and partying, whatever, and this is better for me. I'm doing something very healthy for myself.
Lindsay Lohan.
So, you know, that guy screaming at you. In London. So maybe it would be good for her to do that. You know Rosie Perez, the actress?
Yeah. She's on The View now.
Yes, she is. New co-host from The View. Talked to The Huffington Post. And revealed that early in her career, a representative of hers once suggested she undergo plastic surgery to look more white.
Really?
The Puerto Rican beauty fired her agent immediately when she said that. She said she's quite happy that people can be proud of their Latin heritage. I wouldn't even know how you would get plastic surgery if you were Latino to look more white. Would
yeah,
you
I don't
bleach that, your skin?
I don't know. Do they have a way of doing that?
I can't imagine. That's a shame that still exists to some extent.
People think you have to be white in order to make it in show business, which is crazy.
Yeah, I agree with her choice there, but whoever told her she should get a speech coach, she should have listened to that person.
That person would have been helpful.
That person made the right suggestion.
While we're talking about actresses, Christina Hendricks in the news. She's just been added to the cast of the Showtime comedy Roadies. It's a story of the other side of rock and roll, about the promotion manager and the tour manager and the roadies who work for a successful rock band, and the whole show is seen through their eyes, backstage. So you never really get to see the band. It's all about the people behind the scenes. So,
big ones, right?
And she apparently will play the promotion manager for the band. So I guess it's true. I mean, Mad Men's really over, and they're all going over, to new jobs. First episode of the show, apparently, Christina Hendricks and the crew needs to deal with a boneheaded DJ who steps off a stage and lands on the floor hurting himself.
Well,
yeah,
that's stupid.
I know. Can you imagine? That would never. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Damn. There they are. Benjamin Bratt's 51 years old today. Actor J.B. Smoove is 50. Paul Van Dyke, the DJ, is 43 years old. Kristen Ritter turns 33. I'm Ralph Garman. Happy holidays, everybody.
You as well, Ralph.
Thank you.
You too, Kevin. You know how we occasionally say we put up a video, and but you probably shouldn't watch it, but we really mean watch it, but we say don't watch it. Sam the Armenian Comedian is up. And
watch that or don't watch that? Which one do you mean now?
Don't.
Don't watch it.
That's on you.
But you're telling us that
I'm telling you it's there if you want to. No. I'm saying don't, meaning don't.
Wow.
I don't know what was going on with Omar when they were filming that thing.
I don't either.
But he's got Sam, like, digging out his belly button and eating
what
it.
What the hell?
No, it is just, it's really foul. It's so foul. And he's, like, shaking his boobs. And
He's, like, I don't know, milking himself.
This isn't a holiday thing.
That's what I'm saying.
This isn't the way we send off our listeners at the end of the year.
It doesn't say I love Jesus. I'll tell you that.
I'm all excited, brothers.
Well, it's there if you want it, kids at KROQ.com.
We don't. Take it back.
Enjoy that.